Good morning, MGTOW men. When I see dumb shit like, oh fuck, this is the way we've always done it. No, that's the only ones we've got. You know? Well, I use a few diabetes drugs and some of those things have needles, require injection. And what was available locally, you'd go to the hospital and they'd hand out these big fucking containers, you know, like, you know, 2 to 4 litres or some shit, you know, or 3.5 litres or whatever. And I said to these cunts, I said, don't you ever fucking, you know, like, not literally, but I said to you, these fucking brain dead cunts, you know, how in the fuck am I supposed to fit this in the car? It won't fit in the glove box. It takes up half the fucking front seat. And it's giant, you know. So I made the fucking council and I made the fucking hospital, you know, get in small containers that you can stick in your backpack or stick in your fucking, you know, glove box or whatever. You know, I made them provide, you know. I made them get the good stuff, the proportionally right gear in, you know what I mean? And, you know? You know, what are you doing handing out 3.5 litre containers? They're fucking big boxes, you know, like, where's my fucking hands? You know? So I made them change. And the first guy was a fucking, you know, I don't care. But he was a bitching faggot who, you know, I could just scan the guy and go, yeah, he's into doing, you know, he was very nasty, bitchy, fucking gay faggot sort of shit. This guy's a sex addict and he's going around the fucking public toilets. And he sits there gossiping about everybody else behind their back, bad-mouthing people he's never even fucking met. And I was one of them, you know. You know. But I forced the changes. Stop handing out giant fucking containers, you know, that belong in bloody surgeries, you know what I mean, where they're giving people, you know, 50 wards or something where they're going around giving everybody their daily dose of fucking vitamins and antibiotics and all sorts of shit, you know. Stop giving those out to individual people, you know. And, you know, get in something that they can actually fucking use. And ideally, like one of these would be, I'd prefer to have a 125 mil one. It's not, I can do without stepping on any more pointy, sharp, dangerous things, you know. Full of decomposing and infective fucking things. That's why I, you know, but I forced the change. Don't be a fucking cunt that sits here and lays down and goes, oh, that's all they can get. Well, that's all they're getting, so that's all I can get. No, get on their fucking cases and make them. And these come as what they're called is intravenous. They call them harm minimization sort of thing. So all the people who are shooting up, what's it on my fucking eyebrow? Yeah, it looks like a fucking spot. One mashed up head. You know, the harm minimization thing. So all the people shooting up don't leave their fucking syringes laying around on the ground in the park and dumping them on the fucking nature strip when they empty their car out or whatever, you know, they empty their cigarette tray out on the fucking lawn. And just being dirty and unhygienic and self-centred and thoughtless. You know, and it's also spreading diseases by sharing syringes, you know. Nasty diseases like hepatitis, A, B, C, D, E, you know. And fucking AIDS and bloody all sorts of shit, you know. So this is part and parcel where they hand out free little, a little brown paper bag with a whole heap of little diabetes type 1 mil syringes for drug users, you know. And they hand out, there's like a whole heap of little swabs in there, isopropyl fucking swabs. So, you know, I took a trip to the hospital and I just said, I just want three of these containers. There's one for on the desk, one for in the car, one if I'm travelling, you know, if I fucking just so absent-minded, you know. But that's, you know, I made a change. I forced a change. I create, you know. That's what you do. That's what it means to be a man. It means to, you know, do useful things with your life. Instead of being a retarded shit that go, you know, there's this one cunt in a fucking AA meeting. He goes, oh, there's so many bad things going on in the world. Oh, there's nothing I can do, you know. And I just wanted to go through, you know, because I really hate the defeatist mentality. There's nothing I can do. Well, you know. Well, thanks to me and everybody else who got off their fucking ass to make a change, make a difference. You know, all these scumbag fucking Jews in Israel. Bibi the Krim. People are saying we're not putting up with this fucking shit, you know. We're not putting up with this shit. You know? Not putting up with this shit. And I've put in a lot of effort because, you know, like, you know, I'm not under no real delusions as to how people actually are, but, you know, just endless these fucking scam artists, fucking asshole fucking Jews bombing the shit out of people in Palestine, you know, that's just wrong. You know, irrespective of all the politics and all, that's just, you know, all the politics and all the fucking, and the Jews lie their fucking asses off. They're all scumbags, you know. And I said, no, I'm not putting up with that. No, I'm not putting up with your shit in my country. I'm not putting up with your shit anywhere. You know, lying and inventing rules and regulations to silence people. Oh, you mustn't say from the river to the sea or you get jail for 3 years. Like fuck. You know? Oh, that's anti-Semitic. Oh, the God's chosen are oppressed for people saying we don't like you killing all, bombing the fuck out of all these people. You fucking lying shitbags. And, you know. So, you know, anyway, you know. And I started sharing in that AA meeting, you know, about, you know, basically, I despise, sort of, you know, along the, without actually saying it, I say, you know, basically, I hate people who just make excuses and they're cowards and they look for the fucking back door to escape their personal responsibility towards all life on this planet, you know? And that they can do something, but they're too fucking lazy and too fucking gutless and too fucking stupid to improve themselves and to get off their asses and make a difference. You know? And, yeah, great evil. And this fucking retarded woman, when I started talking about how you can make a fucking difference, she goes, what's this got to do with alcoholism? I said, it's not your fucking place to interrupt me when I'm sharing, and it's not your place to tell me what I should or shouldn't be saying. And they go, you're out of the fucking meeting. And the next day I went back online to that meeting and I confronted her. I said, I want to hold a group conscience about you interrupting me when I'm sharing, when you don't have, it's not your place to fucking do it, and then kicking me out when I said it's, when I told you so. And and then this bitch starts piping up, and what she did is she did an automatic deflection. You know, and this is where this MGTOW stuff is really good. You get to see how women just fucking have their default setting is, you know, it's like, this was in the sort of magnitude level of like, you know, you had your car parked up and locked in the driveway and this fucking bitch, she's come along, you know, and stolen your fucking car, and then she crashes it into a tree. And then she said, you fucking stole my car and crashed it into the tree. And then she says, oh, but if you hadn't have left it there, then I wouldn't have had to steal it, so therefore it's your fault I crashed it. You know, it's that level of fucking, you know, just fucking crap. And I just, as soon as she opened her mouth, I just went, bang! You know, don't you try that shit on with fucking me. And then there's this other old fat mole, you know, bloody geriatric fucking, yeah. Oh, well, the group, says this, and I said, shut up. You know, shut up, you fucking retarded old mole. And then there's this old guy going, oh, well, and I said, shut the fuck up, fatso. You know, you're all as dishonest. You know, there's a fucking liar who's putting shit on me, fucking with me in a meeting. None of them say anything about it at that time or afterwards, when I turned up the next day type thing. None of them said any fucking thing. And when I confront this fucking bitch fair and square, you know, I've got her fucking in the sights, you know what I mean? And she just starts bullshitting her way out of it, and the rest of them follow suit and they start backing her up. How dare you fucking say that? You know, I mean, I called them a weak-minded bunch of cunts, and this AA meeting is such a fucking, you people are such sacks of shit. I'm never coming back here. You know, you can fuck off. You know, you're weak-minded, dishonest people. You know, same thing. You know, so you know, I do go up against entire fucking groups. There might be five in the meeting, or there might be 500 or 100 people, but I'll go after them because I don't put up with shit. I don't have to put up with lying. I don't have to, you know, these cunts are up to some of the worst fucking stuff you can ever do to other people in meetings. And then they try to avoid accountability for their stuff, and they all start covering up for each other. Then they get all their mates to come in to try and fuck you over, to make you out to be the bad guy and fuck you over, when they were the ones that started, and what they did was really fucking wrong, you know. And, you know, I view that as good practice. It's like, you know. And, yeah, there was a guy in a fucking meeting. There was a meeting a couple of years ago. And this fucking dick brain, like, you know, stupid human being. And, oh, his seat's so hard. And what happened was, you know, see, what I did is I started sharing, I said, I'm doing some research on legitimate medicinal uses of marijuana, you know, what all the different compounds are, what they do, how they can benefit people with certain medical conditions. You know, I said, I'm looking into this, and these fucking dumb cunts, you know, like, you know, you're going to the medically prescribed marijuana and getting a big bag of heads, you know. No, I'm looking at specific compounds and their legitimate fucking reasons, their legitimate uses medically. And there's this, like, THC, which is the main psychoactive compound, you know, stoned a man, you know. And then there are people, then there are all these other compounds that do have medicinal qualities and are non-intoxicating, you know. And I was having a look at it. I was doing the research. I said, I'm doing research on these materials. And because I have seen people with Parkinson's disease, you know, that sort of shit. And I've seen, like, they put one drop of marijuana oil, I think it's the full compound, one drop of marijuana oil under their tongue, and they go, you know, and within a minute or two, they're just sort of moving like this, you know, like, not, you know, I've seen that. There's videos on that, you know. And I'm really circumspect about, you know, some of these fucking, you know, there's hemp, which is extraordinarily low. It's grown, it's a type of marijuana that is extraordinarily low in THC, and it has, it's a plant that has a stem on it like about that thick, and it grows up like 3-4 meters or something, you know, if it's intent, if it's cultivated to be that way. So because it gives really long fibers, and the fibers make excellent clothing, they make excellent rope, and, you know, excellent paper. It's really good stuff, you know. And according to the people who farm it, they say it's one of the fucking toughest crops to fucking harvest because it's really hard on machinery. But anyway, so I said to this group, there's about 30 people in the group, and I said, this is what I'm finding out about marijuana, you know. I'm not talking about getting, you know, going and getting a big bag of heads and, you know, fuck that. And this is what I'm finding about the legitimate medical uses for these compounds. And then one fucking crazy starts screaming at me, and then two, I tell him, why don't you shut the fuck up, you know? And, you know, you don't interrupt people when they're sharing. And the cunt that was chairing the meeting, these fucking cunts, out of 30 people, there were about 20 of them screaming at me, you know, and I just said, you cunts can go fuck yourselves. And I meant it. You know, you're outnumbered 1-20. Be careful. And this fucking cunt who, you know, is running the meeting, and he had the controls, and he didn't say, all right, put all you fucking cunts that are screaming at this guy, put it, all you fucking cunts on mute, and saying, don't you fucking dare interrupt anyone when they're sharing. You carry on again ever, and I'll kick you out. But he didn't. He let this, I wouldn't be fucking stood over. Not for fucking quids, you know. And so I was telling all, like, 20 out of 30 people to go fuck themselves. You know, you fucking morons, you junky fucking pieces of shit. And what he did is he didn't mute those people. He didn't censor them. Didn't kick them out. He let them go on and on and on, and then he kicked me out. And I had a go at him the other day. You know, basically saying, what a fucking, you know, all those cunts, you let that, you didn't do anything. You let those fucking cunts get on my fucking case. You let them disrupt the fucking meeting. Then you kicked me out, and all of those cunts that were in there doing that shit, they're all dead. You know? There's scumbag junkies who are at the end of the line, and then they start carrying on, you can't say this, you can't say that, nah. And within 3 to 5 weeks, most of them are back out using. And within 3 to 5 months, all fucking basically all of them are, you know. And I had a go at him. I said, you know, all your fucking scumbag junkie friends are, you know, back out using or dead. And I said, what a fucking pity you're not dead either, you know. And, you know, that needs to be said, because this is like the end game kind of. This is the area, you know, you're at the last house at the end of the, you're in the last house at the end of the street. There's nowhere else to fucking go, really. And if you shit can this, you're done for, you know. You know, and it takes work, and it takes effort, and it takes learning how to discipline yourself and to work your way through things instead of trying to avoid them and find back doors for them, you know. And they don't want to listen to how. You know? They don't want to fucking listen. They just want to fucking, oh, hey, Satan, no fucking, you know. And that's, you know, so I had a go at this cunt. I hadn't sort of run across him in 2 years, and I just went, top, 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 top. You know, you fucking retarded cunt. Huh? What a fucking pity you're not dead, you fucking idiot. I've got no sympathy for fucking scumbag junkies. It's like there's an abundance of fucking really good people around, and all these morons do is they don't want to put in the effort, they don't want to put in the time, they don't want to study the books, they don't want to fucking, you know, hold an account of their own lives, of, you know, where are they going right, where are they going wrong, where did they learn all this sort of stuff, and as a result of, you know, how they turned out, what sort of friends are they picking, and what sort of friends, you know, the junkie mates, you know, what are they sort of getting up to that only scumbag junkies approve of, and what are they not getting up to, you know, because these scumbag junkie friends, you know, do approve, you know, won't approve of it, you know, all these things. So anyway, I said, you know, basically, in roundabout terms, I said, you know, it's too bad you haven't gone and killed yourself, you fucking cunt. You know? So, I'm not that fucking, I'm not that pleasant towards, you know. You know? It's like your hand, you know, it's like your, what's that? It's like you hand him a little fucking, you know, like a few bar, a thing full of gold coins, you know. And they go, oh, that's a bit fucking heavy. What, you want me to carry it home too? You know? But that's the thing, this is a very, very high fucking, I don't think the failure rate is necessarily the 12-step programs. There's a lot of people who wouldn't fucking breathe in an iron lung, you know what I mean? They won't put in the effort, they won't do what it takes to change, they won't capitalise upon the opportunities to learn and do life differently to improve, you know, they won't put in the fucking effort, and they'll keep things to themselves, you know. So, you know, hurrah for me, you know, I get in there and I make changes all the time. I've got the hospitals to hand these out instead of 2 litre, fucking 3.5 litre big containers, you know. I'm not in a fucking hospital ward with, you know, 200 patients or who all require an average of, you know, 3 to 5 injections a day. So I don't need giant containers. And oh, I might have one here. Oh, yeah. See these things. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, so that goes in there. Well, those little needles that screw on the end, because I'm smart, you know. Well, when you get the gear, this is one of these fucking pens. They're brilliant. Also, don't keep them in, and like, you know, like a tiny little bit of alcohol in the container in, you know, low grade disinfectant / sterilisation, because this plastic film, this lovely plastic film in that window there, is glued in with, you know, all these, the plastic shrinks, and yeah, well, what happens is there's your ampule of insulin, and I'll keep the fucking, and there's a little needle on the end. See that? That's filled with hydrogen peroxide, 6%. And when you rather than replacing this needle section every time you need to have another injection, you know, you unscrew this and screw another one on. I just think that's a route for fucking infection. What I do is I fill that little cap with hydrogen peroxide, 6%, and that, you know, dissolve that, where is it? And that means, I think those little ampules have 300 international units or 150 international units, and that's a measure of viscosity and or strength of the amount of active ingredient in it. And what that does is it keeps the end of the fucking needle sterile, you know. So you just give a tiny little squirt of a little bit of fresh stuff through over your injection, and then have your injection, and then put the needle back into that little container on the tip, you know, fresh 6% hydrogen peroxide, and then it sits in there for another 12 hours or something. And so that means my rate of consumption of those little needles is 1/10. They're not a very good stainless. They're good in a easy to manufacture sort of sense, because they're a fairly soft stainless steel. But if they get say 10 injections out of one thing or something, and each one goes 6 millimeters into my fat, that means it only has to hold an edge through 60 millimeters of flesh. And they tend to start getting blunt, you know, in the last 1/3 to 1/4 of their use, you know, out of the 10 injections. But, you know, I'm a person who hates fiddling around with all these fuck-ass little details, and so, you know, it's not too bad. And lots of words. I'm tired. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, so that's the thing with those. Rather than just using a fresh one each and every fucking time, I have fresh insulin in that tiny little needle, and then it's submerged in a little container of 6% hydrogen peroxide, which keeps all the fucking ends sterile. And so that means I'm using one for every 10 of those little screw-on needle things that other people use, I use one. And so therefore, one of these with those little fucking needles, you know, it's going to take 10 times as long to fill. So that means I'm also not getting contamination. You know, and so that makes it, you know, because I changed the system. I changed how these fucking people operate. You know, I changed the fucking council. I changed the fucking hospital. I got off my ass and I made a fucking difference. You know? So that's when I meet people go, oh, I don't know what to do. It's all too hard. You know, oh, there's so many bad things. Well, pick the one you fucking dislike the most and do the most for that, you know. Just don't sit there going, oh, fuck, it's all too hard. My brain hurts. I'm a victim, you know. Become the person who makes a difference. Well, I'll shut up on that. Thank you, gentlemen.